Imagine you're putting together your own engine. You've gone through the process of picking out the best products. You've started putting them together to build or even rebuild your farm truck or your tractor. But then you notice that something's off. So now you have to disassemble the entire engine and start from scratch. Sound familiar? I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and barrel engine rebuilding can help solve some of those issues. Becky Monahan is the marketing manager and says that they help farmers before they even know that they need it.
We are a full service engine machine shop, so we do everything from flywheel resurfacing to complete engine rebuilds for gas and diesel. We are located in Green Bay, just a couple minutes off of US 41, but we do have a pickup and delivery driver who works 5 days a week, and we do pick up services all the way from northern Milwaukee up through the UP and west to Wausau. One of the common questions is, what size engines do we work on? So I will say we work on everything from like your vintage gas. We worked on four or five different model Ford Model A's, the cars, not the tractors, but we worked on the Model A tractor as well. That was just last year, up through, you know, your muscle car, big blocks, some of the modern automotive. We love working on diesel, everything from your Duramax and Power Strokes up through your big industrial diesel blocks for your gensets. We also do work on some propane, which I know that can be hard to find sources for, like the propane forklifts engines.
Take me through a little bit more now about how you really serve the agriculture industry.
So farmers love to fix their equipment. They don't want to replace everything just because one component went bad. So that's what we help them with. We can help them with replacement components. We can overhaul their engine before it fails, or if they were rushing to get a field finished and it did happen to have a catastrophic failure, we can source them replacement blocks and do a complete engine replacement for them.
When it comes to those replacement parts, or even just parts that you guys are using to help rebuild those engines, where are you sourcing them from?
We have a lot of different valued partners. I won't name any names. Everything from, we work with the top five aftermarket parts manufacturers to some of the specialized agriculture specific that give us used components that we can then recondition.
So trend-wise, maybe what is the one main, like, big thing that farmers come to you with, like the consistent problem or things you're helping them to solve?
Really, it's just getting their equipment back in the field as fast as possible. So we do offer complete engine replacements when that time is of the urgency, especially during harvest season if they do have a large failure. Otherwise, we can do it all in-house.
Do you guys use any unique or specialized techniques then in that rebuilding process? Or how are your people behind the scenes? How are they trained enough to do this?
We start everybody out in the disassembly department. So they learn how to disassemble, how to properly clean, how to inspect and test each component to make sure it's viable for reconditioning. And then after they've spent time there and they really understand the mechanics and the basis, then they start getting trained through other departments, working their way through. And everything is done like kind of like a journeyman system where they are working underneath a master builder.
How many employees does it take? And roughly, maybe how many engines are you building roughly a month, a year, or something like that? Give me kind of that comparison.
So we do have at least two guys in every department. And when I say department, that is disassembly is its own separate department where they do disassembly, cleaning, and inspection. And then we have the head department, block department, pistons and rods, crankshaft, and then assembly is its own separate wing, completely sealed off to keep it nice and clean. So we have quite a few guys, plus all of our, you know, our service advisors, service manager, parts guys who can source whatever we need, and just the different office support staff, because we need to keep the guys working on the machines and not in the office. As for the total number, it's hard to say. I think last year we did over 100 complete ready-to-run rebuilds, but that is just one aspect. I would say right now we typically have between 140 to 180 jobs in the shop at any time. And some of those are the quick, like, two-day turnaround where it's just cleaning and inspecting a specific component, and some are the complete long block.
Can you give me a maybe success story, good feedback from a farmer, anything like that?
Oh, there's so many different stories. Yesterday I had a guy stop. We did a complete engine rebuild for a vintage tractor that he is restoring. So he stopped by to show me pictures of the completed tractor now that his paint is done, all new wheels, everything. So, I mean, that's not a moneymaker for him, but it's a passion. So it goes both ways, where it's great helping the people that this is their livelihood, but also seeing the people that are doing it to preserve history.
When it comes to farmers, what factors do you think they should be considering when trying to decide, do I rebuild this engine or do I just kind of fork that money up and go purchase a new one?
So really, we're talking about durable equipment here. If at all possible, before you have a catastrophic failure in the field, fix it. There's so many durable components. Why send a half-ton block to the scrapyard when you can bore it, hone it, resurface it, get it back working? Nobody likes to throw things away. And why throw money away with a replacement when you don't have to?
That was Becky Monahan, Marketing Manager at Barrel Engine Rebuilding. She added that if you can name it, they've probably rebuilt it, and more than once. So she suggests farmers take a look at their engines ahead of spring planting to make sure that everything is ready to go. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.